Right, I'd like to introduce Pete Lofthouse, who's sitting next to me, and he's going to talk about Caldwell's. But first of all, Pete, would you like to introduce yourself and just say a little bit about yourself first?
Yes, my name is Peter Lofthouse. I worked at the beginning at a house called the Red House. It's in just in Snelson, Chelford. Worked there for about 12 years. The owner of the place had been a director of Courtauld's. Worked there with an old gardener when I started there. He was 72. Worked with him for 3 years. The Caldwell's bit for me probably is that after he left, because his wife had broke a hip and he couldn't come working the same, Mr. Smith, who I worked for, had had an account at Caldwell's at that time, 30, 35 years, something like that, since he came in this area. He asked Caldwell's whether they could give me some tutoring, and they sent round a person called Mr. Trill, and he came round for about 2 years. Not very often, maybe once every couple of months, might be 3 months, different times of the year. He came round doing that for this 2 years. Then I never saw him. Must have been about 12 months, never seen him. And he came round about 12 months later. And he'd had his voice box removed. And he came round and he was speaking through like a clicker type thing. He came round that time, saw me. I never did see him again. Just came that last time, and that was it, really.
Okay. Well, can we go back to the beginning then?
Yes.
Yeah. I understand you were brought up here in this in Ivy Cottages.
Yes, right? That's it. Yes, yes. I've lived here all my life. Yes,
right.
Yeah.
How long's that? Can I ask?
54 years.
Right. Okay. And you still live here and with your brother?
With my brother, yes, yes.
So where did you go to? What was it like growing up at home, first of all?
I always think, whether it's just looking back, I always think of it quite idyllic, really. Living in then Chelford was a small village. You knew everybody. There were some people lived in the end cottage. There were Boones, the butchers in the village. It was their grandparents. She was almost like my grandma. My mother went out, she left me around there, and it was like having another set of grandparents, really, and that's how the area was, really, and nobody needed to lock doors and things like that, like today. So I always class childhood here as a bit idyllic, really.
So where did you go to school then?
Chelford School at the beginning, and then Congleton Boys Secondary School after that.
Yeah. And what about when you left school? What were your plans then when you first left school?
I'd always worked in school holidays and things on a local farm. And really at that time I wanted to go to farming. It was my father really who stopped. He'd done farming. And he said farming was hard. There was going to be less work in the future, more mechanisation and things. Farming wasn't the thing to go into. So that's when I started, Mr. Smith had asked at that time whether I fancied going there. So I went working there when I was 15. Stopped there till I was about 12 years I was there. I was about 27, 28 when I finished.
So what was the place called?
It was called the Red House. It's just down the lane.
Right. And what was it? What did you do? What were you doing there?
Well, it's quite a large garden. It was maintenance, like I said. There was an old gardener there who'd worked there for 30 years for him. He was 72. He came 3 days a week. So I was just learning off him at the time. The first 6 months, I think he was trying to see whether I'd do it, because if it was wet and things like that, he had me working in the rain, this, that and the other. After the 6 months, it was like I'd passed a test somehow, and things were different. Yeah.
So what sort of things were you doing? Was it basically maintenance of their garden?
Maintenance of the garden. There was quite a big rose garden to it, lawns, big vegetable garden, orchard. At that time, we're talking about 72, vegetables and orchards were really out of favour at that time. You know, we've come round to a point now where it's really in vogue, like, but now, then, it was quite, there wasn't a lot of people doing vegetables and things.
Is it still there now?
The house is still there, but it's a lot different. When Mr. Smith left, a builder bought the place and he was going to build on it, but now they wouldn't let him, so it's really all lawn things now. The vegetable garden's gone. And,
So what happened after that then? You mentioned the vegetables, hasn't you? I think you had said you had a connection with Caldwell. So.
Yes, yeah, well this was when I was at the Red House, really. That's it's through this tutoring and things. After I finished there, I worked...
Just go back a little bit then. You talked about the tutoring. So what, somebody came out from Caldwell?
Yes, Mr. Trill.
Yeah.
Came out from Cardwell's.
What was he teaching you?
I was just coming out just to see whether I'd got any questions and things, really, because I'd been like 3 years with Thread, who was the old gardener there. And he was just coming round just to know, ask whether I wanted to know anything, things like that. And he just came round, really, looking, you know, seeing what plants had got growing there, you know, in the springtime, you know, what. Whether there was any lettuces in trays and this, that and the other. Sometimes he'd take a couple of trays with him and things like that. And
Did you go to Caldwell's at that stage or not?
I never went to Caldwell's themselves, no. No. He just came round occasionally when he was in the area. And yeah.
So what happened then? What happened to you after the Red House?
After I'd left the Red House, well, I went working for myself in small gardens for about 12 months. Then applied for a job at Tatton Park. That was in the about 18 months later. Didn't get the first job he applied for, but I think there was about 86 people had applied for that job, and I came second. And Sam said to me he thought there'd be another vacancy in about 6 or 8 months. And about 6 months later, he come to the house and said, was I still interested? And I took the job and I'm still there.
How long was that then that you were in there?
Nearly 26 years.
So what did you do over the time? What things have you been doing there?
At Tatton? We've done quite a lot because in that time... Most of the garden's been restored. Just after I got there, the Italian garden had been restored. Probably the main one I did first was we got all the paths restored on the Charlotte's garden and L border, because it was all one big piece of grass before, and then we found out where all the original paths had been. And reinstated all those. That was probably the first job I did at reinstating an area. Since then, the orangery's been restored. Big restoration on the Japanese garden. That was 2001. That was probably a 12 months job on restoring that. We restored a parterre near the Italian garden. So I had quite a lot to do with that. So that's, apart from the general maintenance, we have done quite a lot of restoration, and then there's been all the orchard and kitchen garden that's been restored. Quite a lot of the greenhouses have been rebuilt, pineries and things like that. So there's a lot of work gone on in that time.
So what's your link with Caldwell's then, during that time, as a customer or whatever?
Mainly just as a customer, really. Yeah, probably that was only in the first probably 5-6 years I was at.
Of course.
at Tatton and then Cardwell's.
Well, can you go back and can you describe it to me? Can you remember what it was like?
The shop. Yes, where you're turning at the drive, I always remember there was a weeping. No. Wisteria. And it's quite a rare thing to have a weeping wisteria. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that was near the gate. Mm. I remember that. Mm. Remember, you know, it was when you first went in at the drive, there was the car park. Then the shop would be on the left-hand side.
Mm. Mm. And what about nurseries or greenhouses or anything else there? Was there anything?
Yes, though all the greenhouses and things were on the left-hand side of the road as you were going towards Knutsford, opposite where the shop was. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you ever go round all of those?
Yes, yes. We used to go if we were buying geraniums and things, mm-hmm. bedding out time. We'd go round, mm-hmm. choosing things. I think there was a lady in there called Carol, mm-hmm. who used to run that mm-hmm. side of things. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you buy other things as well, like shrubs or trees or?
Yes, yes, you know, we wouldn't be going to the greenhouse side, but we would be buying quite a lot of shrubs and things like that, yes. Mm. Yes.
So how big an area was this they had there? Remember?
To Knutsford. They had quite a big area, I think, because I'd never been on the nursery area, because there was an area where they'd grow dahlias and things, but, you know, there was quite a big area at the back. There's quite. I could have said there was quite a few acres there, but people have told me it was even bigger before I can remember. There's a bigger area. It went further back than what I remember.
Mm. So were the, you know, was it not just greenhouses, but it was fields of?
There was fields where they were growing. I said there's one area I always remember where they had dahlias and things. They got shrubs and stuff growing up and trees and things, but mainly a lot of that was at the Ollerton nursery. But I remember that with driving past
The Ollerton nursery. But so it was this was what was called the Knutsford.
The Knutsford, yes, it's where it's where in more later times where they had the garden centre area. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember it. There was a shop at the bottom street in Knutsford.
Yeah.
That did all that, and when they closed that, they moved. Mm. I suppose years ago, they weren't garden centres as we know them now. Yeah. It was a different. Mm.
So we're talking about two different nurseries, all part of Caldwell's.
Yeah, well, there was more than that because there was where they grew the trees at Ollerton, and on the other side of the road, there was the Rose Nursery.
Right.
And Barnshire, I think, where they grew a lot of the fruit trees and things, because that's where John Prince worked.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also there was a separate place in Knutsford as well.
Yes. That was where they had the greenhouses and the garden centre as we'd know it today.
Mm. So which were you most familiar with? Which did you know best of all of those?
Where the garden centre area is, really. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So they grew dahlias. You talked about bedding plants?
Yes, a lot of bedding plants, geraniums, all types of bedding things they got in the greenhouses.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of things were you buying on behalf of Tatton?
No, at that time, you see, it was when I was working at the Red House than when I was at Tatton.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right, so you'd be buying plants for the Red
For the Red House, yes, right. yes.
Okay. And what sort of things? You've mentioned geraniums, you mentioned dahlias.
We wouldn't be buying dahlias, I just remembered this field of dahlias when we went there, yes. But at that time of the year, it would be more bedding and stuff, and before that, there'd be seeds you'd be buying. You know, it was when I went, there were Sutton seeds. But I do remember in the garden shed there seeing packets of seeds with Cardwell's own name on.
Right.
Because I believe they used to sell them in their own seeds. If you wanted pints of peas or broad beans and things, you'd go and buy a, in the pint. I think they'd get them out of a drawer and measure them out in what you wanted.
So describe the sort of the shop or the nursery, you know, what was it like going in there? What was on display? What were you seeing? What were you... I know it's difficult just going back.
Yeah, because it did move a little bit, because they altered the shop part when I was going in. But I suppose a lot of it would be more or less what you'd see in a garden centre today, how you look out when you went in. Before that, it'd probably be different. But what I remember really is going in and seeing it as you would a normal garden centre. I seem to remember it to be quite a long shop. A lot of windows across the front. You could see, but...
And then you'd got the greenhouses.
The greenhouses were the other side of the road, yes.
And you got over there some... How many do they have? What sort of... Do you remember?
I would have said off... When you're there, you don't count them.
No, of course you don't.
I would have said there was about four big ones. Right. Yes, yes.
And was it all sorts of bedding plants? Or was it other things as well?
It was at that time of the year when we used to go, it was nearly all bedding in those greenhouses. Yes. And they made a lot of baskets up and things for people as well.
Yes.
So one greenhouse where you first went in, you'd see loads of baskets hung up waiting for people to collect.
Yes, because there's still nurseries now that do that.
Yes.
Did you get to know any of the people there? Staff, did you know them?
Yes, yeah, there's quite a few people that I remember, but I can't remember the names now and things, but I do know there's one person who was in the shop quite a lot, and you probably know the name, but I think he went to be a reverend in the priesthood, I think. I don't know whether you've met him, but I know he did go that way.
Come across him yet.
Right. And Mr. Cordell would be in from time to time in there. Don Lehman.
He was
in around quite a lot. There was a couple of other people there, but I forgot the names.
What was your impression of the staff that worked there, and you know their skills and?
It always seemed very family orientated. You know, it sent a family atmosphere around the people and things. And I think it was the years and years of people going on and knowledge being passed down in that, yes.
And any other memories of Caldwell's, you know, anything else that you can remember of that? Because it's going back, isn't it?
I suppose it is. And I think... At that time, you see, you're in your late teens, your 20s, and you're probably not, you think everything's going to be there forever, don't you, as it is, that sort of age. Well, I think I did at that time, so you probably don't take everything in as you should do.
Of course not, yeah. So, did that mean you didn't really have any contact with them once you were at Tatton?
I did a little bit, because when I first, after I'd been to Tatton, for about 18 months, I worked in the Tatton Garden Society garden.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And I used to get an allowance for plants, you know, for replacing things and that. And Tatton Garden Society used to get, it was 10-15% off from there, because they advertised in their three-monthly review. And I did buy quite a bit of stuff from them at that time.
What sort of things were you buying then?
It was really shrubs, things like that at the time, yes.
Are they still there? Or?
No, because the Garden Society garden was tooting up to make the orchard. I remember when Cordwells were leaving, because they were selling stuff off probably half price or something. And remember, we did buy a lot of stuff in at that time for the Tatton Garden Society.
Did any of it go anywhere else in the garden?
There was quite a lot of stuff were planted around the garden, yes. So maybe quite a bit of that stuff will be...
Do you know any of it that was, or was that too difficult, really?
There's some aces that were planted in Ace had laid down near the Japanese that I definitely know was in that area.